Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, I was calling about your funding program.
Okay, great. Let me see here. Did you have a 16-digit reservation number?
Yes.
Okay.
2411.
Mm-hmm.
2901. 0012-1218.
Okay. And I have Mancuso Contractors?
Yes.
Okay. Is this James?
Yes.
Okay. And James, the number you're calling from, is that a business line or a cell phone?
It's a business line.
Okay. Perfect. And you're still at the 616 Alexander Avenue address in Maple Shade?
That's correct.
Okay. Perfect. So what we had sent you is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
What I want to use the funds for?
Yes.
Well, I want to pay down a line of credit.
Okay.
Because the maturity date's due in August, and I'm not going to be getting paid till like the end of August.
Okay. So you have to pay that down by the end of August?
No, the beginning of August.
Oh, the beginning. Okay, so that's like next week.
Yeah, it was a surprise to me.
Oh, wow.
I had this line of credit for like 2 years, and I didn't use it. And I used it,
mm-hmm.
and they said, well, you have to have it paid down up to 40%.
Oh, wow.
And I have over $1.5 million worth of work going on, and
mm-hmm.
I have another $3 million coming right behind it, and I used a lot of money to get ready to do the work.
Sure.
But I didn't know the maturity date. I thought you had to have it paid up consecutive 30 days any time of the year, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they're telling me it has to be paid up in August.
Okay.
So.
And you said you took it out, the original line of credit, about 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
I got the line 2 years ago.
Okay.
Or a year ago. It was either a year or 2 years ago from Santander's Bank.
Okay.
And I think I own like $115,000, but I only have to pay down like 40% of it.
Okay.
But I also have some credit cards I used up getting ready to do this work. But the timing's always bad. Like by September, I won't even need any money. I'll have plenty of money.
Sure.
But it's always timing.
Yeah. Do you just need a bridge loan just to get you through
That's
the next month or so? Okay. Perfect.
It's like a $150,000 bridge loan.
Okay.
For like 60 days.
No problem. We can help you with that. Okay. Now, are you a general contractor, or do you specialize in something in particular?
Well, we're a general sometimes, and sometimes we're a sub. We do.
Okay.
Where are you from? Are you from New Jersey?
I am not. I'm on the West Coast. We work all over the U.S., though. Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard of Wawa. It's like a food store with a gas station.
I have not.
Okay, well, I've been doing work for them for like 30 years.
Oh, wow, okay.
And they're like a probably $8 or $10 billion a year company.
Okay.
And they build stores every year. They build more and more stores. They're like crazy. They're like 7-Eleven, but only it's Wawa. But
yeah.
A lot more classy place, like a real nice store.
Okay.
With gas. And like last year, I did like $2 million worth of work for Wawa, site work and demolition work.
Oh, great.
And sometimes I'm the GC or I work for other GCs that work with Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have other clients I work for, United Properties out of New Jersey. They build a lot of apartments and hotels.
Okay.
And I have like $3 million worth of work to do for those people this year. And I have roughly $800,000 to $900,000 for Wawa, and then I have a $600,000 hotel job I'm doing on in Cherry Hill on Route 70 right now.
Okay. How long have you had this business?
Well, I've been in business since I was 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 57 or 56 now. And I've lived at the same address. This is my father's home.
Okay.
Well, my father's business and home was here, and I'm still here. I've been here for 56 years.
Wow. Okay. And so when did you, was it always Mancuso Contractors, or did you establish that a few years back?
I just recently changed the name of my company. Like, I had another company called Mancon, M-A-N-C-O-N, Enterprises.
Okay.
And I just changed everything into Mancon Enterprises.
That's what the legal name is currently?
Yes, Mancon Enterprises. It's been a corporation for, I think, around 10 years now.
Okay. Mancon Enterprises. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and are you the sole owner?
Yes.
Okay. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Last year?
Yeah. Just a ballpark figure is fine.
Between $1.8 million and $2.2 million.
Okay. All right. And then this year, are you on track to do the same? Less or more?
I'm probably going to do double of what I did last year. But I had a bad 6 months. See, my first 6 months of this year,
mm-hmm.
I was waiting on permits.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with permits.
Yeah, somewhat.
You know, you have to have a permit before you start the work.
Right.
And now it has to go through a bureaucracy of red tape. And that's what put me... That's what hurt me this year, because I was supposed to start some jobs 2 months sooner than we just started. Now we got 5 jobs running when we had no jobs running.
Okay.
So I'm running flat out now, and I wasn't doing nothing but little jobs here and there and getting our equipment ready to go to work.
Okay. Was there any revenue?
I kept a lot of people working.
Yeah.
I kept a lot of people working, and it hurt me, but I didn't want to let them go because I knew when I got all this work, I wouldn't be able to get them.
Right.
So,
was there any revenue in the first 6 months?
Any revenue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We held our own.
Okay. Perfect. So what I'm thinking is...
But I mean, like if I gave you bank statements 6 months back...
Yes.
The older ones look way better than the recent ones.
Okay.
Like the last 3 months I didn't do too much, but I managed to stay, you know, I had with my lines of credit and my little works that I did do kept
mm-hmm.
us moving along, paying our bills and stuff.
Okay. What we usually do is we'll look at your tax return to see what you did last year. Then we'll also look at what you have done in the past 6 months, and that gives us a good idea of, you know, how the business runs and the revenue and that sort of thing. And then from there, we...
I was wondering if my accountant had already talked to anybody at your place yet.
I don't see any notes.
You don't see anything
about that? No.
Mancuso and Mancon?
Not yet.
No.
Were they supposed to call?
Frank Doherty.
Okay. He can call me if he'd like to, directly. But
what's your name?
My name's Nicole.
Nicole?
Mm-hmm. And what I can do is I can email you what I would need to issue an approval for the business. I can usually do that within a day. We can usually have you have an approval for the unsecured working capital program It's usually about 10.
I don't need anything unsecured. I'll secure whatever you lend me. I'm not no deadbeat.
No, this. I mean, this program.
Every loan that I ever taken out, it's been paid. I'd rather have it secured.
Yeah, we actually don't require it. It's just a business loan that's based off revenue of the business, so we don't need any collateral or assets. We don't ask for it.
What's your rates, though?
The rates will vary. It depends on the term you choose. So a shorter term will yield the lowest overall payback on a loan, as well as paying it off early will give you pretty good discounts. And then you'll get your tax write-offs as well because it's a business loan. It won't go on your personal credit. And that's what will give you some different options for repayment. I can usually get about 10 to 15% of your yearly gross revenue. So you probably will fall right in that amount you're looking for, like 1 to 150, you know, based on what we see. But that's kind of the range I would think you would fall in. And then from there, you could decide how much you would like to take and the term length that's going to make the most sense. So we have anything from 3 months out to a couple of years, anywhere in between as well. So we'll let you choose. We'll just give you the options. And then we can usually have you funded within a few days.
Like I said, like the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
Between the end of August and September,
uh-huh.
I would have the funds available to pay it right back.
Yeah, so you could just pay it off early.
I'm doing the work now to get paid for it, and also my line of credit will be paid down. And worst case scenario, if the people didn't pay me when they were supposed to, I could pull my line of credit and pay it back.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? And then they pay my line of credit back.
Sure.
I just want to try and make sure the line of credit gets paid on time. That's all. I don't want any problems.
Yeah, because you don't want them to close the whole line and then put you in a situation where you don't have those funds available.
But it feels it's so rotten because I just used the money in March, April, and May, and June.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just used it. And now they want it back already. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have a problem.
Right. I think it's pretty common. We hear about those types of situations a lot. So we're kind of familiar with that. But I do think we can help you out, and we can probably get the funds to you next week. I don't see that being an issue.
Would you want to email me?
Yeah.
It would be Mancuso Accounting.
Mancuso Accounting. Okay.
@Verizon.com.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll email you what I need. And it'll be 6 months business bank statements, a one-page application, and your most recent tax return. And then we can issue an approval based off that. Are you there?
Okay. I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. So it's a pretty easy process.
All right.
Will you be sending that information back, or will it be your accountant?
Well, it might be me or my accountant. I don't know yet.
Okay.
But
not a problem.
I got my secretary in here to get it out for me.
Okay.
Maybe my secretary knows where everything's at, and she'll be able to send everything to you. She'll be able to send you all the bank statements.
Perfect.
And what financial my last financial statement?
So just your most recent tax return. That could be 14 or 15. And then your last 6 months business bank statements. And she could download that and email it. That's usually the easiest way.
All right.
And, James, did you have a second phone number that would be a good phone number to reach you?
My cell number is 609-922-4356.
Okay. You said the area code was 609?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, give me about 10 minutes. I'll send this email out, And did you have any other questions?
Okay.
Was there any equipment you were looking to bring on?
Not right at the moment.
No? Okay. We offer equipment financing as well.
I already bought some equipment.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
When did you purchase it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I purchased some with my line of credit at an auction, and I bought a piece to a finance company.
Oh, okay.
From my bank. Matter of fact, Santander's bank financed a piece of equipment for me for 4%.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Kind of hard to argue with 4%.
Yeah. Was it new or used equipment?
It was used, but it was, like, new.
Okay.
It was in good shape. It was really good shape.
Okay.
I really like brand new stuff. I like to buy stuff a couple years old.
Yeah.
With low hours.
Yeah.
Because you save a lot of money.
Right. I think that's smart.
Like when you buy a new car or truck, as soon as you drive out of the showroom, you lose $10,000, they say.
Yeah. Well, if there's any equipment they can't finance, let us know. We can put something together for you.
All right. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay. I'll send this over shortly. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, James. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.